Hi, does this seat belong to anyone?
No, you can sit there if you want.
Thanks. I'm Penny Wise.
Hi, Penny. I'm Connie Kendall.
Hi.
Did you say Penny Wise?
Uh-huh.
As in Pennywise and Pound Foolish?
Yes. And I guess the name Connie Kendall goes with the expression Connie Kendall kicked a copper kettle carelessly.
That's an expression, really?
No. But I think every name should have an expression to go with it, don't you?
I never thought about it.
You would if you had a name like Pennywise.
Yeah, maybe I would.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for coming. I am Dr. Benjamin Trask, and I'll be guiding you, like a tour director, through the wonders of artistry and graphic design. It's a journey we'll take together, but at separate speeds, since without question, we are all at different levels of skills.
I'm so glad to hear him say that. I'm not sure I have any skill at all.
Whatever you've got,
now,
Dr. Trask will make the most of it. He's fantastic.
Class,
you've taken his other classes?
Yep, everyone he offers.
Whoa.
Here we're going to explore the fundamentals of art and then incorporate them into very practical uses for design. But we must understand one to do the other. So if you're concerned that I'm spending too much time with Rembrandt, Picasso, or Dali, don't worry. We'll take what we can learn from their work to the practical steps in the graphic design process. Guidelines for creating layouts, capturing
Connie,
the attention.
You don't have to
readers,
be nervous.
Nervous?
Design,
what makes you think I'm nervous?
Lines,
the way you're
shape,
tapping your pencil.
Space,
oh.
Size,
you'll be fine.
Art,
don't worry. He's going to split us up into pairs to
rhythm,
work together.
Unity,
you and I can be a team.
That would be great.
All right. Before we go any further, I want to divide you into pairs as artistic partners on this journey.
See?
Penny, you are my new best friend.
This is the hub of our hospital security.
Uh-huh.
You can see from the monitors that we have cameras placed pretty much everywhere. Please sit down, Mr. Whitaker.
I'll stand, thanks.
Show us what you have, Lou. I am confounded how a patient who was unconscious not an hour ago could simply disappear from the hospital.
He sneaked out.
How?
See for yourself. It's here on the security tapes for the first floor from 20 minutes ago. I'll run it for you. Here, watch the left-hand side of the screen.
All right, I'm watching.
Did you see that man in the sweatpants and jacket?
Monty.
Where did he get the clothes?
He took them from the room next door. A patient had gone into the bathroom, and when he came out, he noticed some of his clothes were missing.
But he was hooked up to monitoring equipment, wasn't he? Why didn't the nurse's station see that he was unhooked?
Because of the move from the ICU. They'd unhooked him from that system and hadn't hooked him up yet in the new room. The nurses had been called to another patient, a heart attack, and didn't get back to him.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whitaker, but Monty sneaked out on purpose.
I can't imagine why he'd do that.
I've notified the police.
And I'd better call the Secret Service again.
What are you going to tell them?
What else? One of their agents is missing.
My grandson is missing. I should call Janet back.
Now, I wouldn't advise it, Mr. Whitaker.
Huh?
Until we know more, we have to keep this under wraps. You mustn't tell anyone.
Eugene, are you all right?
Yes, I'm prayerfully considering what we've learned about this backpack full of money and the appearance of Monty Whitaker. It's all worthy of prayer, don't you think?
Sure, but how could Mr. Whitaker's grandson be connected to counterfeit money?
I don't know. Greetings and welcome to Wits End.
You're the two sleuths who called about the backpack?
Indeed we are, though it was Emily here who found it.
Yeah.
Good for you. I'll want contact information for you both.
I anticipated that need and have written everything on this card.
Huh. Well, I want a driver's license for you, Mr. Eugene Meltzner.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Emily Jones, I'll need an ID from your parents.
Okay.
And here's my badge. I'm Detective Polhouse.
Thank you, Detective.
So let's take a look at the backpack and the goodies inside.
I've kept it locked up under the counter.
Excellent. Did you look inside?
Only to find some identification, but we found the money instead and called the police.
So you didn't look to see what else is there?
No, sir.
The counterfeit money proved to be rather distracting.
And you decided it was counterfeit all by yourselves?
Well, I followed the treasury checklist as far as I was able.
How very diligent.
Thank you.
Okay, let's have a look.
Ooh, you're putting on latex gloves. That's so cool. Uh-huh. Is that to protect any fingerprints?
No, it's to make sure I don't give the money any icky germs.
Really?
No, it's to protect any fingerprints. You haven't taken anything out, right?
One bill, which we have returned to self-same backpack.
Exhibit A.
Okay, let's see. An unspecified amount of allegedly counterfeit money. A book in the side pocket.
Oh, Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens.
No identifying marks or indication of ownership. Ah, we have a flight plan for... Yep, that's the flight number for the crashed airplane. It looks like they were going from Odyssey Airport to Chicago. Oh, no, here's a revised plan from this morning. They changed their minds and were headed for Atlanta.
Why the change?
Good question. Can't wait to hear the answer. We have a detailed map for Odyssey.
Oh, I see the Trickle Lake is circled in red.
So it is. And we have a sheet of notepaper with several handwritten numbers.
Serial numbers?
Doesn't look like it.
Welcome to Wits End.
Hi, how you doing?
It's you again.
I'm still delivering posters for the carnival, Detective. Nice backpack.
Yeah, it is. I bought it because it matches the coffee stains on my shirt.
Hello?
Yellow.
Oh, it's for me.
Oh.
Full house here.
What?
Okay, I'm on my way. Thanks, kids. You've done good work.
Glad to be of service.
Did you call me a kid?
Emily, I want you to show an officer where you found the backpack.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and Mr. Poster Hanger.
Yes, sir?
Get rid of that toothpick.
Oh, sure.
So, you're friends with Detective Polehouse?
All the way back to high school. So you found that backpack?
Yeah, in the woods. And it was full of...
many different things. you have posters, young man?
Yep, for my Uncle Archie's carnival. May I put one up?
Well, there's a bulletin board next to the little theater for such announcements. Just one, please, and... keep it orderly.
Thanks. Oh, and speaking of posters, I saw that help wanted sign in the window.
Oh, yes?
I'd like to apply.
Your career as a poster hanger isn't sufficient?
Nothing is sufficient next to working at Wits End. I love this place.
Interesting. I don't recall ever seeing you here.
Neither have I, and I'd remember.
Really? Why?
Because... I have a detective agency, and I notice things.
Huh?
No kidding. Well... I like to investigate things, too. Maybe we could work together on a case sometime.
I'll get you an application.
All right, class. You've been working very hard. Let's take a break.
Ugh, I'm so glad that's over. I knew this was a mistake.
A mistake? No. You're doing surprisingly well for a beginner.
6 different drawing exercises. 6! And I couldn't do any of them.
Not true. You simply don't know what you're capable of. Someone once said, capability is the soil upon which our talent grows.
Who said that?
I just made it up. But it sounds really smart, doesn't it?
Oh.
Come on, let's review your work.
Oh, please.
Back away slowly from the desk, Connie, with the copper kettle. I am a professional. Almost. Now, let's see. Remind me about this one a little bit.
It's a rabbit.
Oh.
I did it from memory.
You don't have very good memories of rabbits?
No, not especially.
Okay. And those are... carrots sticking out of the sides of its mouth?
Fangs!
Rabbits don't have fangs.
Well, I'm sure the rabbit I remember had fangs. See, you're making my point. I can't do it.
Not everyone can draw freehand, and it's harder from memory.
You can? Look at that! Big Ben and the House of Parliament on the banks of the River Thames. And it's sunset! How does somebody evoke sunset in a black and white pencil sketch?
It's all in the shading.
But look at the detail on the building. You did all that from memory. I'd have given Big Ben fangs.
You're gifted. I'm not. Your gifts are there. We just have to find them.
Hello, Penny.
Hi, Dr. Trask. This is Connie Kendall.
Hi.
Hi. It was nice meeting you. I'll be dropping the class now.
Allow me to see your sketches before making any hasty decisions. Spread them all out, please.
Move, Connie. I'll do it.
It's really better that you don't.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
There.
Now, let's see this first one. Oh, oh my.
It's a rabbit.
From memory.
And the fangs?
Some species have fangs.
Right. Well, I'll give credit for originality. And this one is a plate of roadkill.
A bowl of oatmeal.
A hat on a table.
I'm teasing you. I knew perfectly well what it was. I can even see the ribbon around the base of the hat.
You can?
Right there.
I meant to do that.
Look at this one, Dr. Trask. A copy from the painting you put on the board.
Whoa, the Mona Lisa. An excellent reproduction.
Uh-huh.
Contours and fabric of her sleeves are superb. And remarkably, you caught Da Vinci's inconsistency of the landscape behind her. Most students miss that.
See? Leonardo would be so proud.
That is astounding, Connie. May I take this? I want to show the class after the break.
Sure.
Thank you.
He wants to show your work to the class.
I can't believe it.
See, I told you you have talent. You just have to believe in yourself more. Just leave out the fangs, okay?
Right.
This is turning into a pretty wild day. Mr. Ross, I assume you've turned the hospital upside down. I'd be annoyed to find out that Monty's been hiding in a laundry basket or a bedpan somewhere.
I can assure you he's not in the hospital. Mm. What are you doing to find him?
The usual. I put out an APB, pasted photos of him on milk cartons, shouted Ollie Ollie income free in the streets. How far can he get, Doc? I mean, how injured was he?
Not terribly, though I wanted to run a few more tests. He may have suffered a head injury in the crash.
Uh-huh. Well, is it possible he's delirious? I mean, that might explain why he ran away.
Purposefully stealing clothes works against that theory.
I don't know. I once kidnapped a cow after hitting my head in a car accident, but that's another story for another time.
What are our next steps, gentlemen?
Mind if I crash your party?
Huh? And you are?
Agent Lauren Tanner, U.S. Secret Service. Who are all you people?
I'm Dr. Graham.
Detective Don Polhouse, Odyssey Police.
Lou Ross, Hospital Security.
John Whitaker.
Related to Monty?
Well, his grandfather.
I'm glad you're here. Maybe you can give me some insight into your grandson.
Yeah, well, what do you want to know?
To start with, why would he go rogue on us?
Rogue?
He's a rogue agent. We believe he's now working with a counterfeiting ring.
Here you go, Mr. Eugene. I think I filled out everything.
Well, thank you, Buck. The information appears to be in order.
You have beautiful handwriting.
Thanks.
Why do you chew on a toothpick all the time?
Emily, perhaps you should phone your parents and update them on the situation.
Right now?
I should think so, yes.
Okay. See you later, Buck. I hope you get the job.
If it'll give me a chance to hang out with you, then I hope so, too.
Go.
And I'll see that Mr. Whitaker gets your application. I'm sure he'll be back in touch soon.
Great. I'm looking forward to working here, if it works out.
Indeed. Oh, and don't forget the rest of your posters.
Oh, much obliged. Let's see here. Mr. Skint, it's done. I applied for a job at Wits End. I'll know more about it tomorrow. And guess what? The backpack was there, full of the money. Some girl named Emily found it in the woods. No, I didn't grab it. A cop named Polhouse took it away. No sign of the appleberry, though. But don't worry. If the kid with the appleberry's around here, I'll find him. In fact, I may get a little help from the girl. She said she's an amateur detective. Who knows? Maybe she'll lead me right to it.
I can't believe my grandson would do anything illegal, Agent Tanner.
I'd like to believe you're right, but circumstances say otherwise.
What circumstances? We still don't know why he's in Odyssey.
Leave the questions for a moment, please. Detective Pullhouse.
Yes?
Tell me what you know.
A small plane crashed this morning. Monty Whitaker was one of three victims.
What about the other two?
The pilot was airlifted to Connellsville.
I've learned that he's got multiple injuries and still in critical condition. You won't be talking to him anytime soon.
Hmm. The other victim?
We've admitted him here.
His name is Dirk Beggs. We're running a check on him.
I know what you'll find. Have you talked to him?
Dirk is also in critical condition with multiple injuries. A broken leg and a blood clot that may have gone to his brain because he didn't get treatment right away. He's currently in a coma.
He's guarded, I hope.
Well, I've got a man on the room.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. Mm-hmm. Don't lose him like you did Monty Whitaker. So, why didn't Dirk get treatment right away?
He made a little side trip to a man who may be a local contact. Probably in on whatever scam they're running.
Who, Detective Pullhouse?
Wally Hagler.
Wally? You think he's in on the counterfeiting?
Close friends, are you?
Well, no, but he seems like...
Now, forget how he seems, Whit. He's done jail time. Did you know that?
No. Is there a reason I should?
What was recovered from the plane?
A backpack was thrown from the plane and found by a kid in the woods. It was full of counterfeit money. I've handed it over to my forensic people to check for fingerprints and go over the rest of the contents.
Mm. And the counterfeit bills?
An official from Odyssey Bank is itemizing and counting the money. We're dealing with high-quality counterfeits.
No wonder Monty turned.
If he turned, Agent Tanner, you have yet to explain how my grandson is connected to all this. We thought he was some kind of food inspector in Des Moines.
Monty was in Des Moines, but he was working for us. It seemed like a quiet place to give a new agent some training and experience.
Yeah, well, what happened?
I'll explain that at the police station.
The police station?
I want to see that backpack.
Wow, this is a nice place. I've never been here before.
It's the most popular eatery on campus. Check the menu.
What menu?
It's painted on the table under the glass.
Oh!
A water-based paint that comes off easily so they can update the food and the prices.
Oh, cool.
Thanks. It was my idea.
Oh, Penny, you are really creative.
It beats having a 9-to-5 job. You should think about it.
Think about what?
How to use your talent to make some cash.
Like how? I won't get very far with pictures of vampire bunny rabbits.
Well, maybe not. But you could do pretty well with replica paintings.
Replica paintings?
Haven't you ever been in a doctor's office or a hotel lobby? Those paintings aren't originals. Somebody copied them to add a little class. We could do that.
Set up a business?
Sure. Why not?
I don't know. It's one thing to organize weddings. It's another thing to copy Rembrandt.
Well, I believe you can do it. You know what your problem is, Connie?
What?
You lack confidence.
No, I don't. Do I?
Exactly. So I'm going to pray that you see your true potential.
Pray? You pray?
All the time. Why don't you?
Yeah, but what kind of praying do you do?
Oh, the Christian kind.
Me too! Where do you go to church?
I'm with a small group here on the campus. Dr. Trask started it.
He's a Christian too?
He's such a good man. He really knows how to draw out your inner potential.
Draw out. I get it.
Get what?
My humble abode, such as it is. Anyone want some bad coffee? Whit?
No, thank you.
Where is the backpack?
With forensics. I'll take you down in a minute. First, I thought we'd want that private chat about Monty.
How did he get from Des Moines to here?
Last year, a man was caught trying to spend a counterfeit $20 bill at a shop in Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
When the police nabbed him, he told them all about a mom-and-pop operation just outside of town that had been printing fake money for years.
Yeah.
We sent Monty in undercover. I thought it would be a straightforward case, but then we learned that mom-and-pop weren't working on their own.
Mm.
They had ties to someone called the Stiletto.
The Stiletto? You're pulling my chain. He's a myth.
A stiletto?
Oh, he's the crime syndicate's boogeyman, the one the bad guys scare their children with. Nobody's ever seen him, but they're afraid.
Anyway, Mom and Pop counterfeiters led us to their contact. A man in Chicago named Dirk Beggs. A low-rent errand boy of sorts for the stiletto. Monty was given a fake ID and fake criminal record and sent in to become his pal. He played it very down and out and tough. I'll give your grandson credit. He put in a great performance.
Well, I'm sure his mother will be glad to know those high school drama rehearsals paid off.
Before long, Dirk trusted Monty and drew him into some of his low-level jobs. Nothing too impressive. A few scams, a few bits of extortion, running jobs for the stiletto. Nothing significant. We began to worry that we were wasting our time. Then, according to Monty's last report, Dirk started talking about a big deal involving a green ring.
A green ring? You mean a ring of counterfeiters?
That's what we assumed. Dirk kept saying that the job would involve millions of dollars, and Monty might get a piece of that if he was smart.
Now, well, was Dirk telling the truth?
That's what I don't know. Monty disappeared.
He seems to have a habit of that.
Then he turned up in Odyssey.
None of this means that he joined the counterfeiters.
Mm-hmm. Until I know otherwise, I'm inclined to assume the worst. It's happened with other agents on these counterfeiting cases. The lure of the big money is just too great.
Not with Monty. I'm sure of it.
Let's find him and get the truth together.
What are we supposed to do?
You're supposed to go home.
I'm being dismissed?
It's possible he's waiting for you. So, go do whatever you normally do. Detective?
Yes?
I'm going to need some of your officers for surveillance.
What officers? This is Odyssey, not New York City.
Well, if Monty is one of your agents, then he'll know I'm being followed.
Good point. All right. No surveillance. I'll wait to hear from you. Here's my card.
Thank you, Agent Tanner. And I'm looking forward to proving you wrong about your suspicions.
We'll see.
You're not really going to call off surveillance, are you?
Would you?
Not a chance.
Well, thanks, Eugene. I appreciate all your help and your prayers. It's best that you don't mention Monty to anyone else right now. No, I'll explain later. All right. I'm just pulling into the garage now. I want to get changed, and then I'll... That's strange. I must have left the door open. I'll call you back, Eugene. Hello? Hello? Is anyone home? Monty? Monty!
We're learning more and more about everyone connected to this green ring mystery. And the more we learn, the more we see of their character. When we talk about a person's character, we're talking about who they really are on the inside, not who they pretend to be on the outside. I don't know about you, but I think it's easy to act like one type of person, but be someone else in our hearts. We may even fool lots of people, but there's someone we can never fool. God. God knows us inside and out, our deepest thoughts and darkest secrets. As we learned in the book of 1 Samuel, God doesn't look on the outside, like we do, but at the heart. We can't hide anything from Him or His light. As Jesus said in the Gospel of John, "Everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light, because his deeds will be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it will be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God." Today's program is a presentation of Focus on the Family. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.